The Pacifica National Board Elections Review Committee. This is an ad hoc committee which was established at the March board meeting for the purpose of reviewing the problems with administration of the last Pacifica election and making recommendations to the Pacifica board for improvements in the next one. And our report is due at the June board meeting, which national board meeting, which will be in Houston beginning June 3rd. So we don't have a lot of time. This committee is made up of one national board member and two local board members from each of the five station areas. And we presently have on the call a quorum. And I'm not going to list the names unless you think I should. I don't have them memorized. But our first order of business, we need to decide how to elect a chair and I suppose a secretary. The bylaws require us to do that by instant runoff voting, which requires a secret ballot, which would require a mail ballot. And the only board committee that has done this so far has been the National Finance Committee, which opened nominations and then did a mail ballot by postal mail to the National Board Secretary, who opened the ballots with witnesses and tabulated them. So if that's acceptable to this committee, we could do that again, or if anyone else has another suggestion about how to hold the election. Is there anyone else?
Just FYI, Julie Rodriguez is on the call now. I don't know if we did a roll call already.
Hi. Yes.
Hello. Okay.
Does that sound like an acceptable procedure, too? Are there any objections?
With Ray Whitfield, it sounds okay to me.
Sounds good.
Sandra from Houston agrees.
Yeah.
Ray Sarek from KPFA agrees.
Melinda from Houston agrees.
Michael from KPFA agrees.
All right. Hearing no objections, then what we need to do is open nominations for chair. So anyone who has a nomination, please make it.
Yes, this is Michael. I'd like to nominate Carolyn Burden.
Are there any other nominations?
This is Serene. I'd like to nominate Julie Rodriguez.
Any others?
I'd like to, Carolyn Burden, I'd like to nominate Carol Spooner.
No, I decline. Thank you.
I think I decline as well. This is Julie.
Okay.
Who is that?
Julie.
Julie Rodriguez.
Julie. This is Bill. I was going to nominate you, too.
I was going to nominate you, Bill.
Well, go for it, Julie.
Well, I don't know. Do you accept the nomination, Bill?
I'm afraid I can't.
Okay.
All right. Carolyn Burden has been nominated. Are there any other nominees for chair of this committee?
Can we agree that she's the chairman?
We can.
If there are any objections, then isn't it unanimous?
There being no other nominations, I think we can by acclamation if there's no objection.
I agree. This is Bill.
Oh, dear.
Sure.
Are there any objections? All right, hearing none. Carolyn, you are the chair. Thank you very much. I turn the meeting over to you.
I'm
and
still here. Oh,
that,
oh, that kind
again?
Of chair. All right.
Yeah.
I still didn't get her last name.
B-I-R-D-E-N.
Well, I'm not sure that do we have any other agenda? Are we opening for questions?
Well, we need to elect a secretary, and then we need to, the tentative agenda was to come up with a work plan.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry, what was your last name, Carolyn?
Burden, B-I-R-D-E-N.
Okay, and you're from
Burden.
Where?
Mm-hmm. B-A-I in New York.
Okay.
Well, are the nominations in for secretary? It's all right to nominate yourself. Oh, that's very quiet.
I know, don't everybody jump at once.
Oh, well, we're only going to have a couple of meetings, I think, so...
This is Teresa.
Are you nominating yourself?
No.
Oh.
Sneaky, aren't you?
Well, it's not going to work unless we have a secretary.
Do we have any volunteers?
Can we rotate this position?
Week by week, you mean? Or meeting by meeting? Or
meeting by meeting.
Well, we may have to. Would you like to volunteer to do at least one meeting?
I'll volunteer to do the next one. I'm on my car. I'm in my car, so I can't do this one, but I'll do the next one.
That's beautiful.
That's very brave.
All right. I nominate Michael Lubin for note taker for this meeting.
Thank you, but I decline. I'm not a good note taker.
You know, we can spend 20 minutes declining or just have somebody volunteer so we can conduct our business.
Yeah, and Ray Whitfield, I would decline. I'm a terrible note taker.
Michael, you can't do it?
I'm really not good at the note. I'm sort of notorious, like half a page per semester.
Well, you can have the audio on this. This is being recorded and streamed, so you can get the audio and listen to it at your leisure.
And do it later? Okay, for
would
this
that help?
Meeting? All right, I'll do it for this meeting.
Wonderful, thank you.
Thank you.
That's
thank
very
you.
Helpful. All right, so now we need to have a work plan. Or whether we want to collect from the locals, and let's work backwards with deadlines. Can Carol, or someone who knows the deadlines?
Okay, well, the National Board is meeting June 3rd in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and we need to be able to submit a written report with recommendations to that meeting. So in order for the National Board members to have received and read it, I would say 7 days before that would be the latest date at which our report should be completed. So when would that be? June 3rd.
June 3rd is a Thursday.
May 26th.
Isn't it the June 4th?
May 26th. So we'd need to have a final written report prepared by May 26th.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us approximately 3 weeks?
Yeah. So,
May 26th, excuse me, Michael, June 3rd is a Thursday. The National Board actually meeting on a Thursday?
Well, they're actually starting a retreat on the Thursday.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. And June 26th May 26th is a Wednesday, I believe.
Yes.
It is. Right.
Well, let's work at that. I think maybe we need to establish an e-list, a Yahoo list or something. Michael, could you set that up?
It's already set up.
Oh, that's right. You have
the
list. How many people have signed up for it at this point?
I think 7.
Not enough.
No, we need to... I'll send out the invitations again.
All right. Everyone here, yes, maybe should get on it as soon as possible. That would help.
Would you all look for the email invitation to the Elections Committee Yahoo list, please?
Is that coming from Carol?
Comes from Wild Rose, yeah, at PON.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It'll
okay.
come from Yahoo, and it'll be an invitation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that would help.
Yeah.
Well, I have a suggestion, that is that
the three committee members in each signal area investigate the problems locally, interview your local election supervisor if she or he is available.
I'm right here.
And your election supervisor, I mean.
You mean from the previous year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From last year.
Sure, no problem.
Interview that person and maybe the general manager who may have some insights into what kinds of problems with the administration occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Put together.
This is Bill Gallegos. Can I ask a question? Because it wasn't just the administration of it, wasn't it? I thought we were supposed to look at the whole process, nominations, campaigns, who voted, and the outcomes.
No. The charge of the National Board was very limited. We're to look at the problems with the administration.
Because the original motion came from Los Angeles, and we were concerned, for example, about the fact that communities of color are so incredibly underrepresented on our listener station board.
Yeah.
And that's what sparked the idea that we need to look at what the hell went wrong.
Well, the actual resolution of the National Board did not include that, but if you want to include that in your report from L.A., there's no reason why you can't.
Well, is that something that we need to look at nationally, or is that just an L.A. problem?
Well, I don't know. At KPFA, we are very broadly represented. I think the charge of this committee is to look at the administration problems. There is also the Committee of Inclusion that need to be looking at how to better studying the problems with inclusion and making recommendations there locally.
Yeah, this is Serene from New York. May I be recognized?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually have a motion, as you know, Carolyn, from our local subcommittee, our local rules subcommittee, and I'd like to present it now. It may be useful, I think, for the other stations as well. In fact, it includes the other stations. I can either give the summary or the actual language.
Actual language would be good.
I'm going to ask you to give the actual language, but before Serene does that, I would like some information because I know what this is about. We have one report from the Assistant National Supervisor, from Caleb Kleppner, which he gave me permission to post today, which I will, on the balloting. Does anyone else have a report from their local supervisors?
No. This is WCFW, Ray Whitfield. Our local supervisor moved away at the last moment.
Right. Okay. And, does anyone else have one?
I have one question. What is the name of the person who's going to be giving this to us? I'm sorry.
This is Serene Roberts from WBAI.
Okay.
And there's a rules subcommittee of the Election Review Committee here, which had a meeting and passed a motion.
Okay.
Well, so if I can move into the actual motion.
Well, can I just say something? This is Teresa Allen of KPFT, and we do have a report that Robin Lewis wrote up. She was head of our elections committee, and I did not have it in email form, although I think it's been circulated somewhat, and I asked one of the KPFT representatives, LSB representatives, to send it to everyone, but I will try and get that done tomorrow.
Teresa, if you can send it to me, we can put it into the list in the file section, and everybody can download it.
Okay.
Proceed. Hello, this is Ray Whitfield, Masby.
Yes, Ray.
I'm sorry. I thought I had the floor.
I'm sorry. I opened up the question to the question of reports. Maybe we can finish that and then move on to your motion. Ray?
Yes. I wanted to ask, did the local election supervisors make any report to the national supervisor? I'm just thinking that perhaps there are reports in one place, it would seem.
Well, that's what this motion is about, and I was just trying to clear the deck before that to see if we already had something in hand.
Well,
but evidently we only have this one from Kleppner.
This is Carol Spooner. The National Election Supervisor has notified me that he's written a report, but that he was instructed to send it to Pacifica's lawyers. I think we need to get a copy of that report. It is already written. And there is a report that I have received from A.J. Stasny in Los Angeles.
APSK.
Yeah. But those are the only reports I'm aware of thus far.
Do you have one from Los Angeles, from Stasny?
I forwarded it to everybody on this committee at some point, but we can do it all again.
Okay, maybe in the file section would be helpful.
Yeah.
Good. All right, Serene, do you want to go?
This is Bill from Los Angeles. Could I ask a question before we go to the motion?
Please.
I'm not aware of all the discussion that happened at the National Board meeting around this, but why is there a separation of administrative evaluation of the elections from other aspects of the election?
Well, I can speak to that briefly. At the National Board level, we considered what the problems with the elections were and felt that the charge of looking at diversity issues lay squarely with the committees of inclusion because the bylaws give them that duty. And we expect the committees of inclusion to take up that duty and perform it. But the National Board was very concerned about people not receiving their ballots, why they didn't, what the problems were with administration so that it was difficult to get the ballots out at all and things like that. The charge of the national board to this committee is to deal with those issues. I just find
that very problematic. It just that's a very artificial separation in my mind.
Well, that is the charge of the national board to this committee.
The other thing I wanted to mention, this is Julie from Los Angeles as well, is that I think the way that we've experienced, or it's my understanding, the administrative issues that we experience in terms of ballots not reaching individuals or not being submitted actually did, impact the diversity of, voters out there. And so I don't really necessarily see diversity issues as only lying in the committees of inclusion, but they were definitely a direct sort of issue within the administration of the actual elections, because I know on countless occasions there were individuals that had kind of done their own personal surveys of, friends, associates, organizations that they had worked with, and oftentimes it was individuals of color, in particular Latinos that weren't receiving their ballots or that weren't, didn't really have an opportunity to participate in the process. And so I think that the issue of diversity also affects the administrative as much as it does kind of the outcome.
Working backwards, if we have to have these reports, maybe we should think about setting deadlines for setting an agenda and the topics that we're dealing with if you want to enlarge it. I don't know if that's possible, but I think the first thing to do would be to decide on a timeline here. If we're going to add things to our charge, we should agree on that, let's say, within 1 week, and move it that way, and then exchange preliminary reports within 2 weeks, and so on. So let's look at Serene's motion and then come back to that issue. Carol, do we have a limit as to how long we can be on this call?
No, but... Mm-hmm. Shorter is better.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest an hour, and it's 8:30 now, and that we aim for at the very, very most 9:30.
This is Michael. May I say something really briefly?
Been waiting for Serene's motion, okay, which I think she was recognized to give us one.
Yes, let's move on
that
with that, and then we'll come back
to
the schedule. Thank you. Serene?
Thanks. This is a motion that came out of the our LSB Election Review Committee, and I'm going to read it, but I'm also going to email it to those of you who may have access to a computer right now. It'll only come to those of you on the listserv. Give me a minute. I'll read it and then I'll post it.
Okay, cool. I'm on the listserv.
Okay. The WBAI Local Station Board Election Review Committee requests that the Pacifica Executive Director request written reports from the National Election Supervisor and all five local election supervisors about the conduct of the last LSB elections and to share those reports with the Pacifica membership. If any parts of any such reports are deemed to fall under one of the exemptions specified in the bylaws for public release of information, the WBAI, LSB, ERC, I know that's a lot, Election Review Committee, asks that the PND Election Review Committee request that such reports be released on a confidential basis to all five LSBs, and if this is deemed legally problematic, to the PND. We further ask that the Executive Director facilitate the writing of these reports within 10 days, and if that requires, and I'll explain that in a minute, if that requires payment for the additional time spent, we ask that the Executive Director expedite such payments. We do not know. It was raised in, that's the end of the motion, by the way. It was raised in our discussion that it might have been part of the charge and part of the contract for the local election supervisors to actually prepare a report, in which case no additional payment would be necessary. If they were not charged with preparing a report, we recognize that it will take some time and effort for them to go back into the records and prepare a report if they've not already done so, and we wish to offer them some token compensation.
Well, I would second that motion. This is Carol Spooner. with slight modifications to just make it that the National Elections Review Committee is asking for these reports. I think we need them.
This is Mike Gillespie in Washington,
mm-hmm.
and I would also second it, but offer one addition. We actually had two local election supervisors in D.C., and that was the root of a lot of issues here. So I'd just say six instead of five local election supervisors need to report.
Well, Serene, could I?
Please.
I think there were a number of areas. Certainly New York, we ended up having two as well, and I think that might have been the case in another area. So we're asking, though, simply because there's both a cost and a time factor, that the local election supervisors, if there was an assistant, that however they managed to coordinate it with the person who was hired as the elections coordinator locally to do that. We're asking that the report come from the local elections coordinator. We would hope, simply by virtue of having worked with people over a rather extended period of time in a very intense process, that they would be inclusive of everyone else who worked with them, but that is their call. We're asked simply to limit the cost and to expedite the process. We're asking that it come from the five elections coordinators.
This is Carol Spooner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Could we, I may have missed it, but also in this motion, are we asking for a report from the national?
Yes.
Yes, yes. That's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is Teresa. May I ask something?
Please.
Is there anything that we can do? I hate to, because I don't want to put ourselves over a barrel when it comes to the money. We're not saying in here how much we're going to pay them. And if we insist that they have that they produce a report, and we say that we have to have this, we're almost putting ourselves in a position where they can name the price. And I don't know quite what we can do about that.
This is Ray Whitfield. May I speak?
Yes, please.
In the event that them writing a report wasn't part of their job requirements, then somebody made a mistake at the top. It would seem to me that it would be required for them to make a report at least to the national supervisor, and I would expect that the national supervisor might incorporate that into one report and broken out in such a way that each one of our stations could see what was relevant to them. But if this hasn't been done at the top, then I don't think that we may owe them if it wasn't done. But if it wasn't done, then I think it's we need to look to the executive director as to why it wasn't done that way in the beginning. I just cannot imagine having an election supervisor with it being our first election and no report required.
This is Carol Spooner.
Yes.
As I said, the national election supervisor has notified me that he did write a 13-page report.
Right, and for all we know, individual reports from the different local supervisors may be included in that document.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's included.
This is Carolyn Burden. We are expecting any day now a report from our assistant supervisor who became the supervisor, Phil Botwinick.
Uh-huh.
And we do have this assistant supervisor report from Caleb on the balloting.
Right.
And in fact, it said somewhere executive summary. So I'm hoping that there's a longer report behind that.
Right.
I'm hoping
it just may be relevant, even thinking about the local supervisors, if
mm-hmm.
their report is included in the other document.
This is Michael. May I ask Serene if you could email your motion to everybody? Because
I just did. I just did. You
oh,
can have
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Well, you know, with the motion on the floor. Amending it so that the language says that it's this committee that is requesting these reports. I just want to think about the logistics of getting these reports as quickly as possible so that we can read and study and review them, compile them with our information, and put together a final report. Do we want a timeline on this?
Yeah, this is Carolyn. The motion asked for 10 days,
mm-hmm.
and our feeling was that either it's written already or it's not, and we don't have time to wait for it if it hasn't been written.
All right, so 10 days from today would be the 13th of May?
And that may be too late. Should
yeah.
we make it maybe 7 or 8 days? If it's written.
maybe 5 days. Mm-hmm. We need to get the show on the road here. We have a lot on our plate for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm following correctly, I kind of got lost.
Who is speaking, please?
I apologize. It's Melinda from Houston.
Melinda, okay.
We're ascertaining how much we're going to pay the election supervisor.
Well, that was next, I think.
No, we're trying to
set
a timeline on give them a timeline to get some reports to us.
Okay.
I actually think 10 days is probably necessary to give them because, you know, they're off in their other projects, whatever they may be. So if we gave them 10 days, and we've got then another 13 days after that to put together our final report.
Actually, this is Sandra from Houston. If we have 10 days from today, that would be the 16th of May.
The 16th, yes.
And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more days until the 26th.
Okay.
That's right. That only leaves us 10 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to work as if we didn't have them and then incorporate them if we get them.
Yeah.
Any objections?
I don't object to this motion. I wanted to speak to the issue of cost that Teresa raised.
Yes.
I think that the various administrative failures cost us tens of thousands of dollars, and that getting reports that will help us to prevent those problems in the next election will be very cost-effective, even if there is a small cost to do it.
This is Ray Whitfield from WPFW. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And in the event that we have to pay any additional money to get these reports, but that's the first place that is costing us money, because this should have been done at the top.
Yeah, so that can be one of our recommendations, is that the next contract require reports.
Yes,
right.
And for all we know, maybe we have those reports, if I understand everybody correctly.
Yeah.
We may have. All right. Any other objections?
Serene, with a question. Carol and Teresa, you were both on the old board. Do you recall what the clauses were in the contract?
Never saw it.
At any rate, I think that the people who've been working with us understand just how poor we are, and they're as passionate about, most of them as passionate about Pacifica as we are. No one's going to try to get rich, so I don't think we really need to worry that they're going to hit us with an exorbitant, you know, charge. I think it's just a token of appreciation for the time that it's going to take. They know who they're dealing with.
I agree with you.
I agree, yes. I think that it'd be foolish to put a cap on it.
Yeah, this is Bill. Can I suggest that we go ahead and vote on the motion?
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Well, I would like to ask another thing. Can we? Who is the person? I'm sorry. This is Teresa. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the person that's specifically going to make the contact with all of these people? Can we ask the executive director to do it? Or
we have. That's what the motion says.
Okay, the executive director. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Could I then propose an amendment to this?
Yes, certainly.
Dan is overburdened with far too many tasks being delegated to him. We have the authority as a board of directors to act here, and I think it might be better if someone in each of the five station areas take charge of contacting the local election supervisor.
I'll do that. This is Melinda from Houston. I'll contact Dennis.
Well, this is Teresa. I'm just really reluctant to have five different people talking about five different amounts in compensation. Maybe we can find one person who will contact them all.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
How about if Carolyn does it as chair of this committee?
Sounds good to me.
Contact the supervisor?
Yeah, we'll give you the contact info.
All right, I'll take that on.
Can I have a question? This is Bill. Shouldn't we be going through the station managers on this?
No.
Because who's going to pay the piper on this? If there's
a cost, you'd be going to the national election coordinator. If anyone
who's speaking?
All the information about these people, that should be the person.
I'm sorry. Who was just speaking?
I'm Ray Whitfield.
Ray, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize your voice.
Hired independently. That's one source would know how to get in touch with all of them. Presumably.
Yeah.
The contact information is not the problem. It's just, you know, doing it. We can get that.
Well, this is Carol Spooner. If we give Carolyn Burden, the chair of this committee, the charge to contact all these people, find out if there will be a charge and how much, and then contact Dan and let him know that we've made these arrangements, and I think it would expedite things very quickly.
This is Melinda in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The one question I have is, we don't, as far as I know, our supervisor ceased to be the supervisor at the end of the election. We don't have one anymore.
Has he left the area or she?
No, he's definitely in the area, but at this point we're not sure whether we're going to use the same guy.
Well, that's not an issue. This is Carolyn speaking. No one had, I think, a continuing contract, so it'll be de nouveau all around. We'll just have to ask if they would do it and how much they would charge.
Why would we even ask, this is Sandra from Houston, why would we even ask them how much they would charge? Surely the election supervisors in each signal area could come up with a report without making us pay for it.
I'm sorry, this is Serene. First, I think we should not presume that their time has no value. I think most of the people who work through this election have worked far more hours than they were paid. So I think it's entirely appropriate to enter the discussion with the assumption that they will get paid. They can always decline, you know, that's their option, but they are workers and they're entitled to compensation for their time. Further, I want to say that before anyone initiates any call to the election supervisors, we should, in fact, speak with Dan to make sure, since he is, you know, he is the executive director, to make sure that payment, if such is required, will be forthcoming. I think we should certainly make that contact with Dan before we make the offer of payment.
No.
I think...
This is Ray Whitfield.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is that we definitely need to make contact with Dan to find out exactly what their job descriptions was and have they been paid to produce a report. And then, if they haven't, then ask them about next steps. But there's also assumption being made that writing the report was not part of their job duty.
I think this is Carolyn Bird. My understanding, is someone doing dishes or making some noise in the background, please?
Oh, that was my cell phone.
Sorry.
Good
call. You rolled with it.
On vibrate.
My feeling is that we already know the answer to that. I don't think that anyone who hasn't done it was offered pay.
Could you speak? No,
I'm sorry. I
misunderstood his question. Serene here. He's saying that we should check, as I stated at the beginning, perhaps it was part of their initial contract and the reports are ready. The reports may have been tendered. We don't know. We should inquire first whether, in fact, it's part of the monies that they've already received.
Yes.
This is Bill. Can I speak?
Please.
Yeah, the main thing is we need these reports. If they're done, they're done, fine. That's all we need to know. I think, you know, the idea would be if we have to pay, we have to clear that with Dan, so let's do that and recommend that we do. If it wasn't in their contract and they haven't done the report, then I would say let's go ahead and pay them whatever a reasonable amount based on their other salary was. And with the deadline that we suggested, I'm just concerned that, you know, we're spending, you know, a half an hour of our time just figuring out the mechanism for getting these reports.
All right. Well, this is Teresa. I just want to say before we get into anything, we need to have somebody understand how much money it's going to cost and whether it's consistent. So if Carolyn Burden is going to start the process, then I assume she'll get with the executive director and he will tell her what he has and where it is, and then from there she might talk to the national supervisor, and from there the the five local supervisors.
That makes good sense, and I'll be glad to do that. If I run into any serious obstacles, of someone refusing to pay or Wright who has already been paid, I'll certainly get back to this committee on the list.
So,
are we ready to vote on this? Are there any objections?
This is Michael. Just a point of clarification. What we're basically doing is that we're saying that instead of specific executive director, we're saying the chair of this committee.
Yeah.
For both the national and the local supervisors to contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're charging Carolyn with the duty of moving this thing forward, coordinating supervisors and Dan to get it done.
In the reverse order.
With Dan and the supervisors, right.
Right.
So that, you know, take some of the burden off Dan. He doesn't need more administrative duties. Carolyn is willing to do it and spearhead this effort.
All right, is everybody clear on that? Any more questions? Let me go down the list that I have. It's not alphabetical, I'm afraid. Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay, Bill?
Yes.
Kalonji?
Could you speak louder, Carolyn?
I'm sorry, Kalonji? Kalonji's not here. Mike?
Let's be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ray Whitfield?
Yes.
Yes. Miguel? Is Miguel on the... No.
Which Miguel? We have two.
All right, I just have...
Miguel Molina, was he ever on the phone?
No.
No, he's not here. Okay. All right, who's Serene?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, Melinda?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra?
Yes.
Okay, Michael?
Yes.
Ruben?
Yes.
Okay, Carol?
Swimmer? Yes.
Okay, did I miss anyone?
Grace Aaron, yes.
I'm sorry?
Grace Aaron, KKK,
yes.
Yeah.
I just came in, good. All right.
And Miguel Maldonado is not here.
No. All right, so the motion passes, that's fine, and as I say, I will get on this and get back to you if there are any serious roadblocks. Today is Thursday. I'll try to do what I can by Monday night at the latest.
Thank you.
Tomorrow and assuming somebody's working on the weekend. All right, so that's passed. Now,
I have a motion.
Please.
The motion is that this committee request a copy of the National Supervisor's already prepared report from Pacifica's lawyer. We'll hold it in confidence because he wanted it held in confidence until further notice, but we need a copy.
I thought that was a given.
Well, I want to make it explicit.
I think that's a good point. Is it possible to get a copy of the report? Would it be useful to us without anything that needs to be confidential?
Would prefer to receive the report as
the
written.
Report.
Complete report.
The motion is to that we receive a copy of this report that is already written.
This is Bill. I'll second that motion.
Is that not covered in the motion we just passed?
Well, no, it's not. I want that report.
Okay. So one you already know exists.
Yes.
All right. Is there any discussion on that?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm not sure, or has there been any explanation as to why his report is confidential?
I forwarded to this group early on.
You did?
And I don't know if anybody recalls seeing it. An email that I received from the National Election Supervisor in which he informed me that he had written a 13-page report that had many recommendations in it. He said it was his belief that the report should be made public, but that he had been instructed to send it to Pacifica's lawyer. And that is where it is.
Then perhaps we do need to make a motion to free it up from the lawyer so we can get it.
Yes,
right. So my motion is that we request a copy of that report and that we will keep it confidential until and unless we decide otherwise once we've got it.
So with us having the right to unseal the confidentiality, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we would have to address that issue after we've read it. And perhaps the lawyer might want to tell us why he thinks it needs to be confidential.
Okay.
I don't have any idea why.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who is the attorney, Carol?
Kevin Fink.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call for a vote?
Yes. Are there any objections to taking a vote? Are there any objections to this motion, or do we need to...
This is Teresa. I don't have any objections, except I would like to say we have to be especially... concerns about the fact that there might be something in there that says that that something was done that was not correct, and we don't want someone that didn't get elected, for example, to sue based upon what was in that report. So I think there may be some reasons why that report could be used in something to initiate litigation that somebody might not win but could be time-consuming and expensive.
Could we amend them? This is Carolyn. Could we amend the motion then to ask that any that we be given any explanation for a refusal if there is one?
No, I don't accept that.
A refusal.
We can just get the report in confidence.
Mm.
We won't make it public, and we've got it in confidence, and then mm-hmm. once we've got it, we can deal with confidentiality issues further if we decide or think it's advisable to make it public.
Mm-hmm.
This is Michael. I agree with
yes.
that. I mean, it's kind of pointless to talk about whether it should be made public until you've read it.
Yeah.
Well,
so
all right.
The motion is to ask to get a copy of it,
mm-hmm.
a confidential copy.
Right. All right. Are we ready to vote? Any objections? All right. I'll go down the list the same way. Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Bill Gallegos?
Gallegos, yes.
Gallegos, sorry. Mike Gillespie?
Yep.
I'm sorry, was that a yes?
Yes.
No. Yes, okay. Ray Whitfield?
Yes.
Okay, Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Melinda Ilaidon?
Yes.
Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Michael Lubin?
Yes.
Cheryl Spooner?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's everyone. Good.
All right. Could I ask that, let's see,
Carol, if you draft such a letter, I'll be glad to
do
the mailing of it, but it needs to be drafted carefully.
We're trying to get all of our reports in within 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'll just include that in my telephone message to Dan. I'll follow it up with writing, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm concerned about bottlenecks because Dan is overburdened.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Now, this is Bill. As I understand it, we have a 10-day deadline, but if, for example, Los Angeles has a report that's done, we can go ahead and get started. We don't have to wait for the 10 days.
Yeah.
Yes, anything we have, we should be posting to the list in the file section. Does everyone know how to use the list?
Yes. I am an absolute dummy about all that stuff. It pops up in my email, I got it. Beyond
well,
that, it's the problem.
All right, feel free to email me directly. And anyone with a Hotmail account, I see Grace Aaron has one.
Yeah.
And Michael Espy, you probably are going to have a little bit of trouble with the Yahoo, so email me and I'll talk to you off list about it.
Is this
Carolyn Burden, sorry.
Burden?
Yes, Carolyn Burden.
Okay.
CMCB007.
Got you.
Okay, thank
you. I have the floor.
Please.
2 points. One is I emailed everyone last night, and everyone except Kalanji didn't bounce back, so I assume you got it. With regard to notices that are being sent out or any communications, can we actually utilize the listserv? I know some of you haven't signed on yet. I'm also willing to help anyone who's having trouble. Hotmail isn't a problem, except you have to create a Yahoo ID. I can walk you through that as well. Even though everyone hasn't yet signed on to the list, I think it's important that the list reflect all our communications. So I would ask certainly Carolyn, is it Mike who's doing the minutes this time? That all our communications be CC the list when you send it out to the rest of the group as well.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah, this is, I echo that. It really, really, really helps for people who have hundreds of emails daily, and I'm one of them. To manage my email, if people will use the list, and if you have trouble signing up, Carolyn or Serene will help you.
Which list are we talking about now?
The Pacifica Elections list,
okay.
Yahoo group.
Okay.
You received an invitation. I'll send you another one.
Okay.
Are you sending the invitation to everybody once again?
There
are only 7 people signed up.
When I send the invitation, it will put everyone's email address into it. However, it won't send a repeat invitation to somebody who's already signed up.
Okay, so if I don't get an invitation, that means I'm signed up.
Right.
I can't remember if I did or not.
And when you get email from this list, in your box it says PAC Elections, so you could identify that it's coming from that
Good.
Group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Melinda, if that's you, you are signed up.
Yes, I am.
You are. Serene, again, with a question.
Please.
I want to ask if you know, one or two people, however it works, from each area can tell us how their committees are working, how they've structured them, what subcommittees they have those committees met, where you think you've gotten on the process, and I'd also like to offer some of the suggestions that we have come up with here in New York.
It's 9 o'clock. I don't know if we have time for the suggestions, but it might be helpful to do a round, a quick round robin. Does everyone agree or disagree? Or?
Yeah, well, here in D.C., our committees have been selected, and most have had their first meeting. I think there may be one committee who hasn't had a first meeting. And I do think that work is moving forward much smoother than I had thought. They are structuring, similar to what we're doing here, a process for dealing with whatever their mandate happens to be.
Wait, excuse me, are you referring to election committees or all committees?
Well, I'm talking about committees in general.
Yeah, I wanted to focus, if we could, on the election review committee.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have an election review committee here.
This is Ray?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Bill. I apologize, but I'm going to have to sign off.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be in touch to find out what happened with Julie and Grace.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
So there's no elections review committee in D.C.?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, in New York, if I may, Carolyn, we do have one, and we have working groups or subcommittees. One on rules, one dealing with the balloting process, which includes the database, which we're kind of worried about.
Could you speak up, Carolyn?
Yes, we have one on rules, one on the database, balloting and the database, one on education and outreach to the listeners, education of the candidates and the listeners. And we had a committee on waivers, but we think that may actually belong in the membership, LSB committee on membership, so we're not sure whether that will stay in this committee or be moved at this point. But we are forming, we have several work groups, and we're getting reports each week. Actually, we're meeting every week until the end of the month. We gave ourselves a May 30th deadline. And we're meeting every Thursday night. So that's as far as we've got.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about Houston?
Okay, at this time, we don't have any subcommittees. We have met two times.
Mm-hmm.
We are at this time considering a subcommittee that will be for the selection of the election supervisor. At this point, though, that's as far as we've gotten.
This is Melinda?
Uh-huh.
Yes, this is she.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Okay. Who else? Nobody else has any committees going?
Well, at KPFA, we do have an elections committee. Are you on it, Michael?
No, I'm going to start getting involved with it. I was under the impression our election committee is really preparing for the next election and not an election review committee, so I thought I would get involved in it when we had something to report back from this committee. So I don't think we actually have a committee that's been investigating what's
mm-hmm.
going on.
Okay.
I'd like to. LA?
Carol?
Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
Is there an elections committee in LA?
Not. There's an elections committee, but we haven't met prior to this committee.
Haven't met yet?
I wanted.
Is that Julie?
Yeah, no, we haven't. Excuse me, we haven't met.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to just make a comment that about the selection of the election supervisors for the upcoming
mm-hmm.
election, because Melinda mentioned
mm-hmm.
selecting the election supervisors. The process is defined in the bylaws that the executive director is to hire the national election supervisor,
mm-hmm.
and the national election supervisor is to hire the local election supervisors with the agreement of the executive director. So while the local committees could certainly be searching out qualified people to recommend, that
mm-hmm.
that's the hiring process. And by the way...
And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Right. The bylaws also say that the national election supervisor is to be hired this month in May.
Mm.
So what? Because the nominations open in July, and there's a lot of prep work in terms
mm-hmm.
of nominations, packages, and so forth. So that might be one thing this committee. You know, Carolyn, maybe I could just make a motion, or if we need a motion, that
mm-hmm.
when you talk to Dan,
Mm-hmm.
You ask him for a progress report on where that stands?
I will do that. Yes, good point. I do want to go back to the question of local supervisors and committees. The one thing I'm worried about with committees is that when the time comes for the national supervisors to appoint people who have been recommended by committees may, in fact, be tainted and not be seen by other people in the area as neutral or independent. So I'm a little bit worried about forming a committee. We kind of shied away from that here.
Mm-hmm.
To recommend someone, it would probably be very helpful to a national supervisor to have a local group already doing that, but there is a downside to that. Does anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Well, this is Ray Whitfield in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is the National Election Supervisor hired a person that he knew who worked for the same voting organization that he did, but happened to be in law school and really didn't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bad hire as far as I was concerned, but I think that the direction was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Him hiring someone that was in that organization, was familiar with the kind of voting process we were using and the whole thing. If he could just be a little bit more selective in choosing those people, I don't think I would have any problem with it. The problem with, and I agree with the person before, we're very contentious here in D.C. around some issues that may not seem important to other people, including me, but we are very contentious. And us selecting your election supervisor locally, it will create a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how much good it will do. There is that certain mm-hmm. amount of distress.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I may, Carolyn, again, we might want to think about just setting out some guidelines without naming people.
Recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
And including that.
Well, Melinda from Houston, who are you referring to as us? You mean this committee itself?
Local committees.
Oh, okay.
And then perhaps with sort of standardize them.
Okay.
Nationally through this committee.
Okay.
Oh,
wonderful.
Well, this is Carol.
Okay.
I think it would be good for each of the local reports include any problems we had around the election supervisors not having enough time or enough guidance or enough
mm-hmm,
this or
mm-hmm.
enough that.
Amen.
So that the job description of a local election supervisor can be a little more clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe some of the problems that happened were, it was the first election,
mm-hmm.
and people, including the National Election Supervisor, didn't realize how much work was involved. So maybe we can work on that.
Mm-hmm. Good point. I have another issue, if I may, and that is some of the issues that have come up may end up really being things that have to be determined by a supervisor, and I'm not too sure where the line is. One of them is the question of the use of lists. The station list, of course, we have a right, all members have a right to use that. But what about the station's telephone and email lists? The membership databases contain those. And the bylaws don't seem to speak to the email addresses or the phone lists that have been collected through official station sources.
Well, I can report briefly on that.
Mm-hmm, please.
The Pacifica did adopt a privacy policy that permits our members to contact other members by mail, but not by other means.
And that's very explicit?
Yeah, I guess
mm-hmm.
we could need to get a copy of that from Dan, but I'm not sure that's an elections issue,
mm-hmm.
that's a membership issue.
Uh-huh.
This is Serene. Could I speak?
Please.
It's 9:02, and I don't have a problem with the time. We're on the East Coast, so we're later than anyone else is. But if we are going to be on the call much longer, I'd like to go ahead and introduce the ideas that were already discussed here locally. I see that you're bringing up some of the items, Carolyn, that we actually didn't get to discuss in our group. So if we are going to have some extra time, I'd like to use it to discuss things about which I think there was some consensus locally, which I think might be useful to those other committees where they exist that have not yet met.
Well, may I ask just to see what the sense of the group is here?
Yes, what would we like to
my
do?
My sense is that I would really like to read them. Did you, if you have them written?
Or they can email them as well.
Yeah, email them to the group. I'd really like to read them.
All right, and maybe we should all do that if we have groups that have been working.
When is our next meeting scheduled?
We haven't done that yet.
Can we do that next?
And can we decide when this call is ending so we'll know how to better use whatever time it is we do have?
Well, yeah, we talked about 9:30.
We did say 9:30.
What time is it now?
It's 9:05.
So we're saying 25 minutes more?
Yeah. Well, I have 9:10, but roughly that,
more?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Ray Whitfield. I just want to follow up on what was said about membership, members' access to the membership list.
Mm-hmm.
Am I to understand that anyone who's running can get access or is entitled to access of the station membership list?
Yes, that's true. Under the law of nonprofits that governs Pacifica, it's also in our bylaws, any member has the right to contact all other members for legitimate business of the foundation, which includes their candidacy.
Can I respond also?
I want to finish what I'm saying, if I may.
Of course.
May I just finish? Because I have a terrible concern there if we're talking about fairness and things of that sort.
Right.
A member who's running, who can afford it, I mean, can just swamp
right.
the mailing. And a person who cannot afford it, it just doesn't make any difference.
Right.
That doesn't seem to level the playing field.
Right. Yeah, I know. And that is one of the unforeseen consequences of the law. So if we don't provide the membership list to a mailing house for somebody, a member who wants it, they can sue us.
Good grief.
They
have an absolute right under the law to it.
Could I see that?
Yeah.
Some way I could see that?
Sure. I'll post it to the group list.
Well, this is Teresa. There is an advantage to people being able to access that. If there's a problem, for example, the Sierra Club had an attempted takeover, since people could get access to the mailing list, they could unite and send out a letter to the membership to notify people that there was a problem. If you can organize somehow or unite with people to pool funds, you can, somehow communicate with people. I would like to set the next meeting because I have to go.
Yes, I think that would be a good idea. And then I'd like to go over maybe some problem areas that we can agree to discuss on the list if possible. Thursday is not a particularly good night for me, but if it is for everyone else, we can do that. But I'd like, in that case, to make it a little later.
Why don't you suggest the time?
9:00 New York time, which would be 6:00 West Coast.
Well, Thursday is just not a good day for me at all.
It isn't.
No.
What's the best? Is Wednesday better?
Wednesday would be better for me if we started around 7, New York. I mean, D.C., New York, East Coast time.
Seven.
Hey Ray, we've got a board meeting next Wednesday at 7.
yeah.
Conflict.
Oh, God.
Choices.
Friday the 14th? I know it's the beginning of the weekend, but what about Friday the 14th?
This is Julie. I'd be available in the afternoon. Oh, you said it's 6:00?
But we've got a 3-hour time difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What time zone you're in.
Any time in New York is fine with me on Friday.
Oh, yes. I know. This is Ray Whitfield again. Something caused me to resist Friday the 14th, but no, it's good for me. I'm just going for some surgery that morning on my tooth, but I will probably be able to talk by that evening.
Well, you don't need to talk, do you?
Friday the 14th is fine with me. Great.
Friday
parents.
Is fine with me, too, anytime. So does anyone have a time constraint on Friday? Well, let's begin with that.
This is Teresa. I would like it to be as early as possible.
Well, this is Sandra from Houston. Fridays are good, but they have to be sometime after, say, 7 o'clock.
Central time?
Central time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and 5 Pacific on Friday the 14th.
That's good for me.